"How was your evening, my dear?" Mother patted the spot alongside her on the sofa as an invitation for Adeline to join her. Taking a deep breath, she settled next to Mother. "It was a typical ball, nothing different."
"No special gentleman?" Father grinned.
"No, I'm afraid not." She kept a bright smile on her face, even though she was all knotted up inside and felt as if she were about to burst into tears. If she showed any sort of weakness, she would never get their permission. Mother patted her hand. "Not to worry, dear. The right man will present himself when the time is right."
"Soon, I hope," Father mumbled as he picked up his book to continue reading.
"Arthur!" Mother chastised.
"Sorry, I didn't mean it the way it came out." He raised his book to cover his face.
"Father, I need your attention." She turned towards her mother. "Yours as well, Mother."
Unable to sit any longer, Adeline hopped up and moved back a few spaces so she could see both of her parents clearly.
It was nice to have a good view when one was about to break one's parents' hearts. "I shall not participate in another season. I have attended my last ball."
Two pairs of blue eyes similar to her own looked up at her. Mother with a slight frown, Father with a more pronounced tone.
"What do you mean, dearest?" Mother said. "I am 24 years old and by most measuring sticks a spinster."
She raised her palm when both parents opened their mouths to speak.
"Please let me finish. It doesn't matter that you don't think I'm a spinster. The rest of the world perceives me as such."
Mother glanced over at Father, a look passing between them she'd seen many times before. It was the "whatever is she talking about now" expression.
Before she lost her nerve, she continued, "I am aware of my shortcomings and have accepted them."
Father shifted in his chair and placed his book on the table next to him. "Now, wait just a minute."
"Please, Father, hear me out."
She needed to stay angry. If she succumbed to their defense of her and their resistance to see her as she actually was, she would dissolve into tears and nothing would change.
"I believe it is time for me to make my own way in the world."
Mother sucked in a deep breath and placed her hand over her mouth.
"What do you mean?" "I want to move away from London, and more than that, I want to own a bookstore."
"You want to work?" Father came right out of his chair. "No daughter of mine will work, and that is the end of it."
"Excuse me, miss,"
a very deep, very male voice rumbled through the room. Addie bolted upright, smoothing back the hair that had fallen from her top knot.
"Oh, I beg your pardon, sir. I didn't see you enter."
The man frowned.
"Lord."
Addie stared for a minute.
"Excuse me?"
"Lord, I am Lord Berkshire."
"Oh, good grief." Another aristocrat looking down his nose at her, most likely disapproving. She cleared her throat and assumed a more professional demeanour.
"As in, Earl of?"
He nodded. Apparently speaking more than a few words at a time was too much effort for his lordship. Now that she'd gotten a good look at him, she remembered him from various social events years ago where he looked right through her. Berkshire represented every man she'd ever met in London. This man, as she recalled, was a widower, and some sort of scandal had surrounded his wife's death. Since Addie was not friends with the gossipers and those in the know, she had nothing more than that scant bit of information. She'd always thought, however, that despite his mien of arrogance and privilege, he had sad eyes, like an abandoned puppy. His dark blonde hair was cut in the first state of fashion. Despite the current trend for mutton chops and moustaches, Berkshire was clean-shaven, leaving his aristocratic features and the sharp lines of his jaw quite visible. His deep brown eyes regarded her with a mix of annoyance and impatience. He was also dressed quite fashionably in a dark grey superfine wool suit, lavender and black waistcoat, and a black ascot.
Miss?
There was a slight rumble again of his voice, deep, raspy, and impatient. She was appalled to realise that she'd been staring at the man. Flustered, she said, "My apology, my lord. How may I help you?" Although she had recognised him, he apparently did not remember her at all, which was no surprise. It was rather difficult to recall someone you'd never really looked at.
"I am in need of a book. I had hoped if you did not have what I require, you can perhaps order it for me."
Goodness, the man's nose was so far up in the air, he would most likely drown in a rainstorm.